It's St. Patrick's Day. We sent my daughter Hayden to find out what we need to know about the day.
Hey, it's Hayden Zapp. Today I'm asking the kids about St. Patrick's Day. What do leprechauns eat?
Pork.
Do they really eat pork? And
I
how
love
do you
pork.
Even come up with that?
There was no hesitation. It must be true. I also love pork.
So you have something in common with leprechauns.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, it's true.
How did St. Patrick's Day start?
I think it started with a guy, and then like he found like a four-leaf clover. And then what he did, and he said, "This today, I'm going to call this day St. Patrick's Day."
Mm-hmm.
That seems pretty vague.
Good call.
Have you ever actually found a four-leaf clover?
Yeah, sure. Plenty of times.
No, you have not.
Yeah.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
They're not that rare, actually.
I look for them all the time. I've never found a four-leaf clover.
Maybe you need to live somewhere where they have more greens, more grasslands, if you will.
Are you sure you didn't just, like, glue them together?
I'm absolutely positive.
Hmm.
What do leprechauns eat?
Leprechauns eat humans.
What?
They just eat humans.
That's it.
Wow, you really do know a lot about St. Patrick's Day.
I mean, from pork to humans, do they taste like pork?
With French fries.
Oh, my gosh.
Also with French fries.
Humans
you
with
need a
pork
starch.
And French fries?
You need a starch on the side with all that protein.
How does a leprechaun get in your house?
They're, like, sneaky. Like, if you receive a crate, like a box crate, don't open it because it might be a leprechaun.
There could be a leprechaun in a UPS package.
Exactly.
Right?
When Amazon delivers your Prime package today, don't open it.
Don't open it.
Don't fall for it.
Shake it. Let it sit there for a couple days. Keep the humans away from it. Then maybe you'll starve it out.
Otherwise, you're going to open it. You know what it's going to do? It's going to take a bite out of your arm, that leprechaun.
Oh, man.
Yep.
What do you think leprechauns are after?
They want humans.
I don't understand why these children are so convinced that these leprechauns are out to get us.
That's what I told you. They either believe in good ones or straight evil cannibal ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No in between.
They're like vampires, these leprechauns.
How does a leprechaun get under your house?
If you leave the door open or you have like a hole for a dog to get in, they might come in that way.
See that? Pet doors. Pet doors. The new danger.
I never once even thought of that.
It's not just raccoons you've got to worry about.
How do you catch a leprechaun?
By sacrificing yourself.
So in Alien 3, she drags the alien into the lead area by having it chase her into the furnace. That's how they trap the alien. Same premise.
It's like you have to give up your soul to catch a leprechaun. I don't know if it's worth it.
Well, I'm just saying.
I don't know. I liked leprechauns until about 3 minutes ago.
No, they're not to be liked.
Oh.
Hi, who do you think St. Patrick is?
I have no idea.
I think St. Patrick is a big leprechaun, and he flies.
Do leprechauns fly?
I'm not sure about that. I would term it more levitation, if anything. Teleportation?
What do you think you find at the end of the rainbow?
They say gold, but I say an underground tunnel to China, and you get some noodles.
What do you think leprechauns are after?
They're after a lucky foot.
What kind of foot? Like a rabbit foot?
Any kind of foot.
So it could be a person's foot?
Yes.
What's luckier than a person's foot?
Well, I'll say an ear. An ear with a diamond.
Excellent thinking.
Wait, what has just happened?
I'm thinking that he's thinking pawn shop is what I'm thinking. I mean, ear with a diamond. Is that that's what's coming to me, but...
Foot?
First off, if I come across a foot or an ear, I'm not going to consider either of those lucky.
No.
Not for me, not for the donator.
I'm going to call that a crime scene.
Right. I'm going to call somebody in right now. I'm going to be like, you're going to need some gloves and some tape over in that area.
Yep.
Yeah.
With all this talk about leprechauns, I realized something. And I don't know how we didn't realize this sooner. It's coming up next. You've been tricked. Well, I've been tricked anyway, Raven.
How's that?
Because when you think of leprechauns, what do you think? Because I envision the leprechaun on Lucky Charms cereal box, just this fun-loving little guy wearing a green suit.
Right, there
and
you
just
go.
Bringing me delicious cereal with marshmallows.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's not all leprechauns, though. Ask Jennifer Aniston. Sometimes they're angry and ugly.
Right.
And troll-like.
Yes.
Right.
So if you missed it a few minutes ago, we had asked my daughter Hayden to go ask other children about leprechauns so we could learn more about them. And this is what we learned.
What do you think leprechauns are after?
I think they go after people for money.
What?
Yeah, they're muggers.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah, it gets worse.
Right.
What do leprechauns eat?
Leprechauns eat humans.
What?
They just eat humans.
They eat us.
That's it.
Did you know
that's
that?
All they eat.
That's all they eat.
There's no other meal options for them.
Just an arm.
Wow.
How do you catch a leprechaun?
By sacrificing yourself.
Wow.
That's the only way.
A blood trail.
Yeah.
This is really how you lure them in.
All these years, all these years we've been making these leprechaun traps. What we didn't know is we needed to sacrifice ourselves to actually get one.
Yeah, and don't set up a trap because you don't actually want one. That's the main thing.
You don't want them in your house.
That's what we're getting from this anyways.
And then there was this.
What do you think leprechauns are after?
They're after a lucky foot.
What kind of foot? Like a rabbit foot?
Any kind of foot.
So it could be a person's foot.
Yes.
And when they get your foot, they're going to eat it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we've covered these things. Mm-hmm. It's disturbing, really.
So
no wonder we've got to drink beer and whiskey on this day.
Why did we think that leprechauns were nice and cute when they're actually evil little jerks, to be honest?
Well, you know, I mean, each one serves a purpose at one point or another, uh-huh. I'm guessing, right? For the adults, it keeps you cautious. Means don't fall asleep underneath the old oak tree when you get lit on St. Patrick's Day because a troll could eat you. Now, when it comes to kids, on the other hand, it's, you know, you want them to not be afraid when they go to bed, that kind of thing, right? So you just, you want them to feel happy about holidays.
I always believed that leprechauns were a lot like elves that worked in Santa's workshop,
okay.
where they were jolly and they were happy and they were out to do good things. And now I've learned by all of this that that's not the truth at all.
I don't trust anything with pointed ears, man.
Mm-hmm. Luckily, John, our producer, has written a song about it.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, the elves in Santa's workshop make toys for your home. And elves from Lord of the Rings are heroes of great renown. But leprechauns are different. They're greedy and they're mean. That one kid said they even eat human beings. Oh, lighty-dighty-doo and a lighty-dighty-dee. They like to steal pots of gold and dress all in green. Oh, lighty-dighty-doo and a lighty-dighty, my dear. Leprechauns look creepy with their little red beards.
All true.
Clearly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.